Higher, 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 higher. Oh yeah, it's the pigs. We're doing it because we got no gigs.
It's the pigs, got no gigs.
We got no gigs because we're the pigs, yeah.
We got gigs, we're the pigs.
We've been workshopping some new intros.
Yeah, I'm not sure that one works. But anyway, we are the Film Pigs, you guys. This is the Film Pigs podcast, hosted by no one. No platform.
Well, we take.
Yeah, we're not
a platformless.
We're not Earwolf. Yeah. We're not Gimlet.
Right. It's like we're not even deplatformed. We were never platformed to begin with.
Right.
We're not part of it.
But you know, we don't have to. You don't have to sit through fucking Squarespace commercials.
Yeah, exactly.
Nope.
Adam and
Although,
Eve.
Although we would be open to sponsorship.
Oh yeah, no, please. We would absolutely.
Yeah.
We would basically 80% of our airtime is up for. We would do 80% commercials and then a little bit of content.
Yeah,
sure.
We'd prefer it that way, actually.
Yeah, that'd be great. Send us the copy.
We'll
read
content.
It.
Send us the copy and the checks,
and we'll read them.
Anyway, I am your host of the month. My name is Stephen Falk. I am a fella. Who likes to do stuff and likes to meet people.
Is this his dating profile?
This is weird.
You know, just casual, guys, girls, whatever. I'm up for like a hike.
Griffith
you
Park.
Like a cuddle?
I've been
you
hiking
like
alone. I'm seeing a movie alone tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
What movie?
I got to see a movie for a casting thing, so I have to see a movie.
Oh.
Anyway, it's not important. But listen, what is important is to a stereo left... this is another fella, and he likes hikes, too, and his name is...
Oh, that's me?
Yeah.
I guess I like hikes, sure.
Wow.
I'm Steve.
Way to be peppy. He's also... You should have him on your podcast. He'll jump in anytime there's a little hole.
I was looking at our recording levels.
He's also producing, so, you know.
No, I know. And to stereo right, that fella's name is...
Todd Robert... Anderson.
Todd Robert Anderson, or Tra, as we call him.
Yep.
Tra.
Hey.
What's up, Tra?
You know what my favorite phrase in the English language is?
Booked
it!
Hashtag set life. Hashtag actor's life. Oh, no, I just realized one of our friends might be listening, and he does that all the time.
Yeah.
Sorry,
well,
dude. You know who you are.
The people who do it know I have a distaste for it, and I do it anyway.
Booked it!
Set
life.
Set life. Actor's life. Here's me with the set. Booked it!
No auditions, life. Kill myself, life.
Yeah, just make that your Instagram. Just the actors, like,
no,
when there's no work.
Hashtag no auditions.
Hashtag no work.
Take a picture of, like, you making a noose and just an actor's life. Listen. I'm not going to say we're not. Two-thirds of us aren't a little high right now. I'm not going to not say that.
But only a little.
A little. I'm not going to say that, though.
Like, I'm at the level of high where I could do some gardening.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, I could...
Watch
oh, you got a garden. You got a garden high.
Yeah, I got a garden high. Do some weeding.
Weeding's fun. Yeah. You got any trowels?
I got trowels.
You got any awls?
You
got
to be careful with trowels and awls when you're high, though.
Oh, yeah, you got to be careful. You got to take it real slow.
It's like, the gardening takes a long time.
I'm out there for days.
You're using trowels. Make sure you have enough tronsonance. Okay. So I'm a little higher than Todd is, clearly. Because I thought that was really funny. And as it came out of my mouth, I realized how stupid it was. It is time, you guys, for a little movie news. Where each of the Film Pigs member goes to his little group of movie news journalists, and we send them scurrying out like so many nanobots across town.
News nanos
go into the agencies, the studios, your executive buildings, your Netflix building over the 101, and ferret out some info. And then they come back and report to us, and we have the illustrious job of imparting it to you. O'Skelton, do you have any movie news?
Yeah, I have one short thing. I saw a headline that said Marissa Tomei joins Pete Davidson in Judd Apatow comedy. And my first thought was like, wait, is Pete Davidson dating Marissa Tomei now?
Wow. Yeah, probably.
Did he dump Underworld?
I think he just dates them all simultaneously.
Who?
Pete Davidson.
Who's Underworld? Carrie Underwood?
Beckinsale.
Oh. Oh.
Didn't they break up, though?
I don't know. That's what confused me with the headline. Because whenever I see a pretty older lady and attached to Pete Davidson, I just assume they're dating.
They're dating.
But apparently, according to the headline, it's actually just
Pete
just
Davidson going to be on Murder, She Wrote movie. Clearly.
Yeah. Clearly.
Dating.
He's fucking Angela Lansbury.
Some good May-December romance news there. Mr. Todd.
So I have to do a little bit of a retraction, I guess.
Whoa.
Oh.
You have the play the retraction music.
Scandalous.
Retraction.
We'll have to get some retraction music made.
Yeah.
I think that was fine, what you guys did.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was so quick to believe Amber Heard's side of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard story, and I reported last time that he was suing her,
right?
And I was making fun of him for that, but
I name dropped, if you don't remember, that I had drinks with her.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. So
yeah, you were all drunk.
I don't want to talk about it.
You were all drunk on power.
Hey man, when you're near Amber Heard, oof.
So
doors open.
Apparently, in this lawsuit, he has produced evidence of her abuse of him, including video footage of her punching him repeatedly, and a photograph of his pinky finger having been severed by her with a knife.
Like severed?
Like cut off. Oh, wow. He's got a picture of him with his cut off.
Wait, what are the Hollywood vampires going to do without their lead guitar?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Think about Hollywood vampire fans.
Yeah, they are crushed. They must have been.
Oh, boy.
So, it seems like a messy, messy, messy case. And I apologize.
And you're just quick to judgment.
I don't know why I would think that Johnny Depp is a sleazeball jackass. I don't know why I leapt to that.
No, that's crazy.
He drinks $30,000 worth of wine every month.
Yeah, and that doesn't make you a monster.
No, it just makes you someone with a terrible problem.
Yeah, really rich drunk guy.
Probably blacks out and beats his girlfriend a lot.
Well,
that kind of guy.
That's why I leapt to that. And again, I think that was unfair.
Punches random location scouts on movies. That kind of guy.
Yeah, that kind of guy. So I'm just gonna wait. I'm just gonna wait this.
No, more evidence should come in.
Yeah, I'm gonna read the full Mueller report.
You know,
and see what that's.
It's up. Also nice. J.K. Rowling should, like, she should stand by him. You know, I think that really helps her liberal cred to just, you know, not believe women, but believe Depp.
Yeah, absolutely.
That should be the new. Yeah. That should be the new slogan.
And retroactively say all the characters in your books are gay.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like, yeah, every year she should just say another Harry Potter character is gay until they're all gay.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for that piece of movie news. My little ferrets figured this out. Apparently, Ben Affleck, the aforementioned, is set to direct and produce and star in Ghost Army, based on a book about a little-known maneuver in American.
Oh, the Bill Blass and all
the
all the artists and stuff. Yeah, yeah, I know that book.
Yeah, True Detective Nick Palazzo will write the script. I think it sounds good.
That sounds cool.
I just wanted to say, regardless of how the movie turns out, whichever European city they film it in, better have enough back tattoo shops, AA meetings, cigarettes, and fast food to accommodate the two of those guys.
Yeah, it's actually a really, really cool story.
Yeah, it's very cool story.
Wait, what's the story?
With Nick Palazzo will fuck up. Let's Google it.
Google it up.
No, I want to know now. I don't want to wait.
It involves like fooling, using like fashion
magicians,
designers and artists
shit.
And musicians and stuff to concoct
fake war narratives
to fool the Nazis about where.
And now it's time for our theme.
So it's sort of like Back to Three Amigos.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They
got it from Three Amigos.
Did you think, what's it, Catch Me If You Can? No, not Catch Me If You Can. Is this your card? What's that movie? Hey guys, that's the time for a theme.
Is this your car?
Okay. Hey, we remember Magicians and Woody Harrelson's in it. What's that movie called?
Now You See Me.
Now You See Me.
Two.
Two.
Now You See Me. We got a sequel?
What?
It's time for our theme, guys.
Why didn't they call it Now You Sequel Me?
Guys, the...
Now You See Lizzie Kaplan instead of that other one.
Wait, what's it called?
Now You See Me.
It should have been called Now You Don't.
I agree.
That's second part of that saying.
Yeah, but that's too negative.
And then Now You See Me Third Time, shame on all of us.
That really tie the trilogy.
Shame on magic. Speaking of long titles, the title of our theme is Marvel Phases / The End of Marvel Phase 3 / Explain It to Steven, who kind of hates it all, and despite having seen a good handful of these movies, thinks they're for dumb babies. So that's going to be our theme. So just to...
I feel like it's very judgmental.
No, I'm going into it with an open mind.
Yeah, it really seems like he is.
Yeah. Yeah, no, whatever dumb baby movies you guys want to talk about, I'd like to learn about.
He wants to hear about it.
Hey, here's what I did not know. Okay, so there are phases of Marvel movies.
Yeah.
And here's phase one, okay? Phase one, the movies are Iron Man, uh-huh. Incredible Hulk, uh-huh. Iron Man 2, Thor, uh-huh. Captain America, the uh-huh. First Avenger, and uh-huh. the Avengers.
Uh-huh. So the original Captain America and Fantastic Four movies are not considered a Marvel phase?
You mean the 80s Captain America?
Yeah, yeah, the Roger Corman
ones. The Corman one, yeah.
So basically here's what it's about. So Bruce Banner has a life-changing experience in the lab and becomes a big angry giant. Billionaire arms-dealing playboy Tony Stark has a life-changing experience and builds himself a suit. Meets with Black Widow and Nick Fury. Okay. And that's sort of where we are there, right? And then it was in Pepper Pot, some dummy.
Yeah, she's just a dummy.
Okay, Thor...
Yeah, well, it's Thor, because Tony Stark is one of the investors in Goop.
Thor...
But doesn't Paul Bettany matter too?
Not yet.
Paul Bettany never matters.
Thor.
He's always the voice of
Thor
goes to Earth. Kat Dennings is there, and then there's some frost giants.
Yeah.
No.
First one, yeah.
So a little shrimpy guy, Steve Rogers, gets some serum, and then beats up Nazis. He gets swole, and then gets thawed out in 2011.
Uh huh.
And then they all join forces with Hawkeye, who's a piece of shit, and they battle Thor's half brother Loki.
Yeah,
and that's it. Yeah. And New York gets fucked up.
Yeah.
All right. So that's phase one.
Okay.
Yeah, phase one is putting them all into the one movie.
Phase two is 2013 and 2015, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And these movies are Iron Man. Well, I guess Iron Man 2. No, Iron Man 3. Thor 2. Or what? Thor the Dark World, Captain America and Winter Soldier, Guardians of the Galaxy, Avengers Age of Ultron, and then as a little sorbet, Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Okay. So Tony Stark tries to get out, is drawn back in, and then there's a puppet villain. Thor has some trouble with a red MacGuffin, and he turns his back on his government.
The trouble is, it's boring.
Bucky's a super soldier. Guardians of the Galaxy, whatever, who cares?
They got one of the Skittles.
It's just fun shit. And then, there's a tree and a raccoon. And then that guy, they unearth some bullshit he wrote on Twitter and he gets fired. And then rehired years later to do number three, right?
Yeah, that was all part of the phase. Yeah.
That's part of the phase.
Wait, no, he's not doing three, is he?
Yeah, they just rehired him.
Oh, they rehired him?
Yeah. All right, so then the Avengers, all these people team up except for Ant-Man. And they fuck up Ultron, and that's sort of it. That's
and an Eastern European country.
And then the Ant-Man is just a dumb little movie.
Yeah, it's a little add-on at the end.
Yeah, a little add-on. And then phase three is Captain America Civil War.
Right.
Doctor Strange.
Right.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Right.
Spider-Man Homecoming, which is a third iteration of Spider-Man.
With
some new guy.
Yeah.
That is... Now Marvel is controlling with Sony.
Sony didn't give him all the way back.
Right.
They
gave
still
him some
kept
power.
Some of that money.
Black Panther.
Yeah.
Infinity War.
Yeah.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And then
there's another Thor in there, too.
And then Avengers 4. Thor Ragnarok. I forgot about that. And then Avengers, what's today? What's this one?
Infinity War was the first one, and
Endgame is the new one.
Infinity War and Endgame are both in the same cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's a two-parter.
And Civil War was the last one.
That was the last Captain America, but that was essentially the
Captain America.
Yeah.
Because it had every damn person
in it. Yeah, they were all in it, yeah.
Okay, so this phase is, you meet Doctor Strange, who no one cares about, really, right? Captain America, they fight Tony Stark and War Machine.
Yeah, they get in a big fight.
Okay. And then
They're like, it's like one faction is Trump supporters and the other faction
supporters. Black Panther is kind of in it, right?
Yeah, he's in
and
the
it's
Black
a dispute
Panther
about
and the new Spider-Man are introduced in the Civil War.
And it's a dispute about what?
It's from the Ultron Age of Ultron Avengers movie. When they beat robot James Spader, they also wrecked a whole Eastern European country.
Oh, right.
And so Civil War is the fallout of that, where the UN is like, you guys need some rules, and you need to get our permission to run around on the world wreck countries.
That is so dumb.
So that's what they're... So Tony Stark is like, yes, we should obey these rules, and Captain America is like...
That is building conflict out of garbage. I'm sorry. Okay, hold on. Then it says that you might think this is Avengers 3, but it's not. It's just Captain America.
Right, it's a Captain America movie, but it's basically an Avengers movie.
All
right,
then Thor and they're battling Thor's sister and Thanos.
And
Jeff Goldblum's funny.
And Jeff Goldblum.
And then the Guardians do something totally unrelated. They have their movie.
Thanos
is in that.
That one's the one where Kurt Russell's a god. It's the only thing in the Marvel universe that's made sense to me.
But is that Thanos?
No. Kurt Russell. No.
He's just kind of a douchey god.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's Thanos?
That's
Brolin.
Brolin. James Brolin.
Okay. And when does Thanos kill everyone?
Okay, in Infinity War.
Spoiler alert!
Okay.
Turns half of the intellectual property into dust.
that's what he uses. Cool. That's what he uses his all-powerful jewel glove to do, is to destroy intellectual property.
And then there's another Captain Marvel?
Yes. That was the most recent. No, there's only been one Captain Marvel.
Thor. There's the Ragnarok.
That was the third Thor movie.
Yeah.
All right, and then we have Avengers 4 that's coming out this week.
Yeah, which is where they're gonna
come back from dust. Undust them.
They're gonna undo the all the characters who have contracts for new movies over the next 5 years.
So they can make more money.
Okay.
Because the thing about death is you stop making.
So
money.
They're gonna make more money. Okay, that's good. Okay, so from what I can gather, just from looking online and shit. Part 4 is going to start with new people.
Well, they're
new characters.
I don't think there are. There might be.
What they say, Black Widow.
Yeah.
Is that Scarlett Johansson?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shang-Chi. I
don't that character's not in Endgame. That's a movie that's in development for the next phase.
No, I know. I'm talking about phase 4.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
So we're
okay,
looking
yeah.
at, we're projecting.
The Eternals.
Right.
Another Doctor Strange. Right. And another Black Panther.
Right. Another Spider-Man.
Probably. No, another Spider-Man's going to end this. Remember
they
just announced
that? Oh, yeah. The new
Far From Home is going
to
be.
Yeah, that's the kind of the capper to this.
Okay. All right. So that's all I know about all this garbage. I've seen a couple of them. Can you explain this whole thing to me?
Why,
when it seems like people should be tired of this, are they not? It's much like why Survivor's still on the air.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's like, oh.
Thought it would have been over.
For my money, it's kind of like Harry Potter. I was never into Harry Potter. I was never interested in Harry Potter, but that was a huge, huge pop culture thing that large
people
swaths,
get excited about, yeah.
You know, of the movie going public loved, and how many of those movies did they make? What, like nine of them? Eight or nine of them? Not counting the spinoffs that have
Fantastic Beasts.
So I think, you know, I think that's what's kind of unique about the Marvel stuff, which is something that, again, the general audience has bought into that some people may not, is that there is this kind of serial story element going through all of the movies. So it is like a giant TV show more than a set of individual franchises.
Most movies now are made up of a bunch of Easter eggs strung together. And that's what I feel like these things are.
Yeah. Are you... Okay, so is there... In the general Marvel fan... Are people getting tired of this? I mean, clearly not, because there's going to be... This movie's going to make more money than anything.
Yeah, I personally... I go to these movies not because I wouldn't go to them if I didn't have a 13-year-old boy. That's true. And I find the majority of them kind of dull and exhausting.
Oh.
And so I am certainly tired of them, but they capture his imagination, I get. Has he read any
of these comic books?
Yeah, he's read comic books. He likes comic books. I never liked comic books as a kid.
No, me neither.
So I think there's a disconnect for me there.
I think what's going to be interesting in terms of what you're talking about, you know, the fatigue, when is the fatigue going to set in on this particular kind of mega franchise? I think, you know, it's once this big Avengers double part and this capping of the whole high concept of what Marvel's been doing for, you know, what, 10 years... That's what people are sticking around for the payoff for.
Okay.
And then it's really this new trying to start it all over again is what the next phases are about. So that's going to really, I think, be the test of the fatigue.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the I have this sort of general question about the viability of multiverses. And I know we've talked about this, but beyond a very few pieces of IP like Star Wars, and unbelievably to me, Marvel.
And I don't think Marvel's. I don't find unbelievable. I think they've done
to me.
Yeah, to you, I understand. But in terms of what
Harry Potter,
you
know, I guess Transformers is on the way. I think this Bumblebee was well reviewed. I don't know how much money it made.
Yeah, I think it must have done okay. I like
the Bumblebee. It did well. It was the only good Transformers movie.
The Universal Monsters thing seems to be a bust.
Yeah, and there was
stupid.
Yeah, a dumb idea to try and make them all fit all
well,
the time.
Well, and that was just stupid. You're just trying to create this universe because you have the rights to it.
Right.
Well, and because like Marvel did it and they're making a shit ton of money, so that was the panic.
But it's also
in
old-timey monsters that nobody gives a fuck about.
So Spider-Man, Sony's trying to do this with Spider-Man as its own thing. Right. So
that's what they were trying to do, and but they still have a lot of Spider-Man rights.
Yeah.
So Venom, into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, so that is a whole separate. That is, if Sony had their way, that would be a whole separate little mini universe.
Yeah, no, if Sony could have pulled it off, they never would have let Spider-Man proper go back to Marvel.
They didn't have
to.
Well, they didn't have to, but they were just, they had...
But they'd failed so many times to keep the Spider-Man franchise alive.
Yes.
That they kind of, they were desperate, I guess, to...
They were, yeah.
You know, for that. But then the cartoon hit.
Yeah.
And was really amazing.
Right. And Venom did crazy business. So.
Which is...
Even though it was so poorly reviewed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
And even though that's kind of... It's a fun movie, but it's not a good movie.
No, it's... It's mostly fun because Tom Hardy's fun to watch.
So, all right. So then DC Marvel, from what I can tell... Well, anyway, sorry. So this reboot, it's not everyone's being rebooted, right? Because I know now
That's the thing, is it's not reboot. It's not a reboot.
Restart it.
Yeah, okay. It's not even restarting. It's just continuing on. So they're gonna kill off at least one of the major characters in Endgame, because like Evans and Downey Jr. and Hemsworth, all their contracts are up. They're done. So any of the old guard, you know, from the beginning guys, are they for the gravitas, they're gonna kill at least one of them.
Yeah.
And then it's the newer characters like Spider-Man and Captain Marvel are the ones that they want to rise and
Captain
become
Marvel.
And become Brie Larson. And become the like the Tony Stark and Steve Rogers replacements.
Yeah, they're
at the head of the new Avengers movies in the future.
Okay.
Because that's also part of the comic book. In the comic books, like the Avengers always has always had a rotating roster of characters.
Okay.
So new members would come and go, and different mixes of characters would be around for a while, have adventures.
Do you think Phase 4 will finally see a Hawkeye feature?
No, they're doing on the Disney streaming service. There's a Hawkeye.
Yeah, so now a lot of these things are being like kicked off to TV.
Okay.
Basically,
is it with Jeremy Renner?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, who was a really funny Instagram follow, by the way.
why?
I won't say. Here. Oh, okay. He's just very funny.
He's funny. Okay.
I think he's amusing. Not maybe in a way he intends. okay, well, so will Phase 4 work? Will this continue? Is this just the future of movies? Now we're just here.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think it's the future of movies. I think there are still studios are still going to try and grab some IP to try and replicate the Marvel thing.
Right.
But it's going to fail more and more, so I think there'll be less attempts, especially if once this whole huge 20-some movie, you know, Chase the Magic Skittles MacGuffin story is completed, that then if the new Marvel movies aren't as popular or don't maintain the audience, then studios aren't going to want to go to the expense and the difficulty of trying to coordinate all of these shared, you know, storylines and universes and all the nonsense and headaches that go with it. Because, I mean, even Disney's already even pulled back from Star Wars.
Right.
You know, they've already, like...
No, they haven't pulled back. What are you talking about?
Well, they're... No, they...
There's two separate...
Yeah, but they...
Prequels being made.
But they had several other movies, single story movies in the pipe that they canceled.
But I don't... But that's sloughing off a part of it that wasn't working with Solo.
Yeah.
But that was part of their
re-ramping
their main story.
They were trying to do an expanded Star Wars universe,
but they're still doing
two
new trilogies.
Those are still in development. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there'd be
But you know, I think they're gonna keep those going.
Yeah.
And they're gonna see how the TV show goes.
I guess if you're a sort of a creator of a big thing like this, or maybe Kevin Feige is just a gatekeeper at this point, or whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, he's a big architect, but. Yeah. Is there a moment, maybe not, where, like The Simpsons, right? I'm just thinking of a broad universe. The Simpsons, if it wanted to be in that realm, the Simpsons movie that came out, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
It was great. They didn't, like, jump on and make a new, like, Spider-Pig movie or a Lisa movie.
And there aren't
movie.
A bunch of Simpsons spinoff shows.
There could be so many, yeah. So, I guess, if you have a universe that popular, are you just leaving a lot of money on the table by not expanding, building, world building?
Well, I think...
Or do you have to be really smart about it? Or is there something about fidelity to the original material?
Well, you have... I mean...
To the canon, the single story.
Well, there's a little bit of, like, you have to be smart about it and some fidelity to the canon. Because I think also where the Marvel stuff has worked... in the sense where, like, the Universal Monsters didn't, or some of these other attempts have floundered, is... that what the movies are doing are a version of what the comic books have always done. The comic books have always had crossovers and characters going back and forth in each other's books and stories, and that was done as a shared universe in the comic book world.
So they're just following.
But also to, like, oh, if you're reading X-Men, we want, hey, Captain America's guest starring, hey, maybe you want to go read Avengers.
So they're really just following a comic book model.
Yeah, very much, right. Very much. So they're emulating... the comic book model, but I think they've made changes from the comic books to make the movies more accessible. Like, they, what makes the Marvel characters, I think, a little more relatable than like the DC characters is the Marvel characters from the 60s were always rooted in some sense of reality. Like, Peter Parker was like a nerdy kid who was bullied, and then he got his superpowers, and figuring out how to deal with that, and their weird real world problems, or the Fantastic Four's, like, not dysfunctional family, but normal, like, you know, squabbling, fighting family dynamics were always part, you know, of the books from the 60s onwards.
Right.
So, you know, so that's kind of where a lot of the relatability, I think, of the characters comes from. And that's, and so that's how, I think that's why Marvel's successful in the way that DC is kind of floundered, because...
They're too serious?
Well, that, I think, in a large degree. Marvel was very smart, and they, you know, really kind of rode, they rode they've done a really good job kind of riding that razor's edge between when they get a little too serious with, you know, Captain America being sad about having been frozen for 80 years, you know, then doing something to lighten that up a little bit, and have, and, you know, also laughing a little bit. Well, this is kind of ridiculous.
Right. Okay. Well,
will there be a Howard the Duck movie in Phase 4?
There damn well better be because Howard the Duck is canon in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, yeah.
They're doing a lot of TV shows.
Yeah. Cartoons, yeah.
A lot of cartoons. Hulu's doing a lot. Yeah. Marvel's doing a lot. Disney, I mean, Disney Plus.
Yeah, Disney Plus is doing a lot.
I don't want to watch cartoons on the TV. I want to go to the movies and see Howard the Duck, just like when I was a kid.
Well, with Leah Thompson.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, that was, thank you. That was let Steven know about this baby bullshit. And I learned something.
I'm gonna title this one Steven Falk Thinks Marvel Movies Are Baby Bullshit.
Is gonna be the... I will never be given a Marvel movie. And now it's time. Four. Movie jail. This is movie jail, you guys. This is where we put film professional in the movie jail on trial for crimes against film.
On trial first.
When they are then usually remanded to the Robert De Niro Federal Penitentiary Multiverse. which has everything from Max to Death Row all the way to just slaps on the wrist and ankle monitors and probation and angry dogs and
you name it
and work release programs and you can only do TV for a while programs.
Sea orgs. Oye, please rise for the Honorable Judge Stephen.
Oh Jesus, I'm so hungover. Anyone out there got a Advil?
I can get you some hair of the dog though. You want a beer?
Yeah, hand me a beer. I'm your judge. Welcome, y'all. Be seated. I see an attorney here. His name is Steve Skelton. Approach my bench.
That's the prosecutor. Did the defender show up? No,
defendant's not here.
Doesn't matter.
No, thank you, Your Honor. Other gentlemen of the court. Today,
bailiff, can you bring me a Guinness?
Yeah.
Today, I bring a case not against a specific person or organization, but I am instead seeking to prevent the misuse of a particular technology that threatens to overwhelm the cinematic experience. I am, of course, talking about CGI-assisted de-aging of actors in movies.
I like this guy, Your Honor.
As is often the case in cinema, once a new technology or technique becomes available, it gets jammed right in there, even if it's still not quite perfected. A prime example of this is the 2006 movie X-Men: The Last Stand, which features a flashback sequence with a CGI de-aged Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen. Only the two lifetimes of skill and personality from these two actors prevented this scene from crashing hopelessly into the uncanny valley, because the de-aged versions of these actors looked like a couple of sweaty wax dummies. A few years later,
Sweaty Wax Dummies. That's the name of my new band.
A few years later brought us Tron Legacy with a de-aged Jeff Bridges. The technology was still not quite there, as the de-aged bridge's mouth never moved quite correctly, as if the body was being piloted from the inside by gremlins that didn't quite know how to make human faces work.
Have you seen Jeff Bridges lately? His mouth doesn't work properly anyway.
This may be an apocryphal example then. Now, this wasn't as much of a problem in the computer world. You could write it off as being a facet of the environment, but the real world scenes, it was jarringly inhuman. Likewise, some 6 years later in Rogue One, the face of a de-aged Carrie Fisher has a similar not-quite-synced effect. But this leads us into the realm of pure CGI replacement characters of real-world actors, and that's a whole other rabbit hole. So perhaps the greatest advance in CGI de-aging of real actors and the greatest abuse of this technique comes from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's been used to great effect to de-age Robert Downey Jr. to a near-perfect replica of his less than 0 days and gave us a pretty good 80s-era Kurt Russell. The biggest test came from de-aging Samuel L. Jackson for the entire running time of Captain Marvel, and it was successful. De-aged Jackson looked very, very good. However, de-aged Clark Gregg did not. But the success of the D.H. Jackson means that we're going to be looking at more and more movies using the technology to drive their stories. Some may hopefully be limiting themselves to short scenes, hopefully De Niro and the Irishman. Being de-aged. It's just a short flashback. But others are jumping straight in to full running time usage. Will Smith fighting young Will Smith in the upcoming Gemini Man, or Gemini Man, or how they pronounce it.
I don't even know about that.
Ang Lee?
Yeah. Ang Lee, yeah. And this is the problem we face today, Your Honor. CGI de-aging has gotten good enough that the studios are feeling comfortable letting it be overused, which puts a strain on how much actual computer horsepower is available to process the tons of FX shots for a hard release date. Captain Marvel is the best current example. It features two well-known actors who get the de-aging treatment, Sam Jackson and Clark Gregg. Obviously, since Jackson is anchoring the whole running time, most of the FX time was spent on making him look as good as possible, which is why Gregg's de-aging looks a bit wonky, more Bridges in Tron Legacy than Downey Jr. in Civil War. Besides the fact that CGI de-aging has already become more of a gimmick than an essential storytelling tool, it's already being used too much, with the end result of more and more FX shots making the making the cut and looking weird. That sentence is bad. I'm not going to read it. Your Honor, I believe
redacted.
We must act now to reduce and restrict the use of CGI de-aging in order to avoid further abuse. We failed to act in the 90s when special effects went full CGI after Jurassic Park and have paid the price ever since, with clunky-looking sharks and improbable helicopter crashes that don't even match the surrounding lighting. I urge the court to act now and act swiftly before somebody thinks it's a good idea to make a movie with a CGI DH Steven Seagal. The prosecution rests.
Oh my God, man.
Attorney, do you have a video of Gemini Man trailer? I have not seen it yet.
There is a trailer out.
Should I see it? Is it bad?
It looks a little weird. The movie just doesn't look very good. But it's also just like, I'm looking at it like, and again, it's trailers, so there's more rendering time available.
All right, here's what I'm going to say. What would you recommend? What would your sentencing recommendation be?
I really think, you know, there needs to be some sort of hard limit or waiting period before you can get the green light to use the de-aging. Just, you have to really make a case that you need it for as much as you need it and for as long as you need it.
Maybe there should be so here's our rule. Like the MPAA, there's a central board that directors must go in front of and plead their case and show, like a camera test, footage from the camera test, de-aged.
Yeah.
And then this group of five individuals, professionals, will rule whether they can continue to use the technology or not.
I think that's reasonable.
So ruled.
Well done, Your Honor.
That was a good one. It was fair and it was just.
And the bailiff brought me
very passionate.
The system works, you guys. The system works.
It was a very passionate case, though. I mean, it's like, obviously, but he handled it. What?
What is that?
I don't know. We were talking about.
No, listen.
Is that like pipes?
No, I know. Just hold on.
I don't. Oh.
Oh, this is probably someone on the hallway.
What was that?
What?
Without
Whoa, there he is again.
Oh, you guys.
Oh, good God damn it.
That is one Nicholas Capelli Cage.
Nicky. Yeah, Spicy Cage.
Nicky C. Nicky
like
C.
From
the Coppolas.
Stereotype.
Yeah. It's okay to do Italian stereotype.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's the one that's still okay.
They run everything. It's this is the Nick Cage Memorial Bizarre Line Reading, you guys, where one of the film pigs puts forth a audio clip, a line reading from a feature film, and it's put to the test, and held up in the canon of Nick Cage line readings, which are among the most interesting and unique and fucking weird line readings ever to be recorded. Todd Robert Anderson.
Hey, before I introduce this clip, have you seen Between Worlds yet?
No, what is this?
It's on Netflix. It's a Nick Cage movie with him and Run Lola Run lady.
Is it hella good?
No, it's not. It's not one of the. It's Renaissance Cage, but it's a lesser. But if you like Cage being bizarre and awful,
then
it will satisfy a certain level of your hunger. But basically, what happens, in a nutshell, it's because of supernatural circumstances.
Oh, sure, sure.
Nick Cage, he's fucking Run Lola Run, and then supernatural stuff happens, and he starts fucking her daughter. And that's, you know, you can't ask for more as a Nick Cage setup.
I'm sold, you guys.
That sounds cagey.
Yeah. Very cagey.
So this line reading is not Nick Cage. It's somebody else. And I'll tell you what, the Dirty Harry film franchise has not aged well, if you're politically progressive, but I still have, you know, you guys know I love the right-wing action movies of yours.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and gosh.
Oh, gosh, I watched, speaking of right-wing action movies, I watched not all, but half of the new Death Wish.
Oh, what'd you think?
Oh, is it Willis?
Is it?
I was going to say something's wrong with him.
Yeah, the problem with the new Death Wish is it's directed by Eli Roth, one of the most exploitative modern filmmakers, and the new Death Wish is not exploitative at all.
You know what I'm kind
which
of...
Which is an improvement.
You know what I'm kind of enjoying, though? The Last Purge, or the First Purge.
Oh, the First Purge, the prequel Purge.
Yeah, the prequel Purge.
It's kind of fun.
I like the Purge movies. I watched the Purge series, too.
It's I kind of hate them. Oh, really? There's a movie? There's a series?
Yeah, there was a 10-episode miniseries that was so successful they're doing another 10. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
It's on what?
TBS, Purge TV. TNT?
Ugh. No, thank you.
AMC?
Hard pass.
LBJ?
TNC? LBJ?
Anyway, so this is from the original Dirty Harry, and one thing that does hold up in the original Dirty Harry is the bananas performance by Andy Robinson.
Oh, as Robinson, yes.
Scorpio. So
Scorpio.
Which is like a take on Zodiac.
Zodiac.
So this is like in the third act of the movie, right near the end of the movie, he has hijacked a bus of school children and is forcing them to sing Row Your Boat.
All right, let's hear.
Row, row, row your boat. What's the matter with you? Don't you drink? Row, row, row your boat. Gentlemen, I'm sick. Are you sick? What is it? Oh, row, you can't show your mothers. You're going to die in that city. I'm going to kill all your mothers. All with the rest of you. Row, row, row your boat. Gently down the stream. Merrily, merrily, merrily. Life is water.
All right, now get the right hand.
Okay, there you go.
Wow.
I love the fact that he says, "What's wrong with you? Why won't you sing? I will kill all your mothers."
And doesn't he like smack
sing
a kid?
Yeah, that kid who says, "I want to go. I want to see my mom." He just fucking whacks him in the face.
Amazing.
I love Andrew Robinson. That guy so does good. So many great character, like crazy character.
I was trying to think of...
What's his name?
Andrew Robinson.
Andrew Robinson. The other great line reading that he did that's a Nick Cage level is so short. That's why I went with that one. But it's in Hellraiser. The way he says, Jesus wept.
Yeah.
Just bananas good.
Oh, yeah, that guy's, that guy's fucked up.
And nerd trivia, he was the Cardassian tailor in Deep Space Nine.
Oh, Star Trek. Oh, right, of course.
Who was always like, no, I'm just a tailor. I'm not a spy. And it was a great character.
Here's a picture of Andrew Robinson's School of Business at George Washington University.
That's not him. Andrew Robinson.
All right, that's it. That was a real good one, you guys.
I bring nothing but the best.
You do. I always say that about you.
Mm-hmm.
Todd brings nothing but the best.
Nothing but the best.
It's your catchphrase.
I'm the best around.
Well, that's a copyright violation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Since this will be our last episode, I will be shut down because of that. We're gonna do some trivia. This is a little game, you guys.
It's not improv. Thank Christ, I'm too tired.
Jesus, I didn't say that.
Shit.
No, but it's not improv. It's not improv. This is on a scale of like really annoying Todd shit and and really great, fun, well-researched games that I usually do. This is somewhere in the middle.
All right.
This is called Get Him in the Multiverse.
Okay.
So I love the title.
Clearly, Marvel is running out of comic book characters to add to their ever-expanding universe. Thus, Kevin Feige has asked me to come up with some new characters tailor-made for certain Hollywood actors. I'm going to name actors who have not been in the multiverse, as far as I know. You're going to come up with a character name, a special power, and then describe their suit.
Okay.
All right.
And you can't use actual character Marvel characters.
No, these are really made up.
All right,
these have to be made up.
100% made up.
3 points total per just one point
for the name and for the power and describing
that costume.
What are they wearing? The costume. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Let's Rochambeau for the first.
Rochambeau. Rochambeau.
Both scissors. Oh, and Todd Rochambeau. Gets both paper. And then Skeleton wins with rock.
I smashed your scissors.
We almost did what they did on Patriot.
Would you like to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Do you remember that scene in Patriot?
I do, yes.
That's the best fucking thing I've ever seen.
I thought it was interminable and really gimmicky. Okay.
I loved it because you could see the actors getting fucking terrified of fucking up. They were both their hands.
Well,
both their hands were shaking.
The director clearly was calling out, you know, what it was.
I know, but they still were scared.
Skeleton.
Yes.
All right, there's six each.
Okay.
Skeleton. I think six each, something like that. John Malkovich.
Okay, John Malkovich, and I have to do a character, a superhero name,
yes.
A power, and a costume.
Yes.
Only heroes, they can't be villains.
No. Well, no. They can be villains.
Heroes or villains?
Okay. Marvel characters.
Okay.
But don't make them civilians. They have to have powers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. His superhero name is The Grinder.
Okay. From now on, say John Malkovich.
John Malkovich is the Grinder.
All right, yeah, see? And you can link it together.
His superpower is he can... chew anything into dust with his teeth.
Like scenery?
Yeah.
itchy.
And
oh, I like it. Anything goes in his mouth and he just chews it up.
And he just chews it up until it's just dust. And his costume is made entirely of old theater curtains.
Oh.
If that was Thanos and that's how he turned people into dust... I actually would have liked
half the universe, like one at a time.
Yeah, one at a time. Just
Skeleton. I'm gonna say 3 points on that.
That was
nailed
good.
It. Top. All right.
Yeah.
Your actor is
mm-hmm.
Frances McDormand.
Nice.
Ah, okay. Cool.
Bring Frances McDormand into the multiverse.
Frances McDormand is the wood chipper. And she has this ability
to chip wood.
To know if she takes a person. Okay, I'm gonna make it a villain. Just seems easier that way at this point. She's a super villain.
Yeah.
And her power is jamming people into her mouth, and then they come out her ass just completely ruined, chewed up, gored up, bits of people coming out
of it. This feels like the DC answer to The Grinder.
It's a Zack Snyder version.
Let's erase that. Let's start again.
I was going with the Fargo thing.
Okay, but you just did what he just did. He chews things.
That's how fucking movie businesses work. One person has an idea, and another person takes that idea and slightly changes it. In Todd's defense,
that is kind of comic book accurate.
I'm giving you a do-over.
All right,
you
want
to go down this road? We can't. Let's give you zero right now.
All right.
Move on.
All right.
All right, do-over. Todd, Francis McDormand. So you'll erase all that? Okay, good. And
yeah, no.
Good job, Scalp.
Sure,
good
I'll
point.
Erase that.
Todd,
huh?
Your actor is Francis McDormand.
Okay,
that's a surprise.
Francis McDormand is the fruitist, and she can her power is. She can turn anybody into citrus fruit.
Okay.
And her costume her costume changes every day, but she's always dressed as one of the Fruit of the Loom guys.
I am so glad we redid that. Todd, you get 0 points.
Fuck you.
He's screwing you.
That's bullshit. That was a good, the fruitist? That's great. Nobody would have thought of that before. I got fucking penalized for being too unoriginal, and then when I fucking took it fully 100 yards, I get shit. This is bullshit.
The fruity, it's really more of a Charlton Comics kind of character.
Skeleton.
I don't fucking know what you're talking
about. Your actor is Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates. Oh, okay. Kathy Bates. Let's see here. Okay, no, that's actually a Marvel comic book character. I can't do that. So, Kathy Bates is... She's a hero, but she's kind of like a anti-hero, like a vigilante kind of character. And I'm going to call her Stare Down.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, shit.
And her superpower is she can just stare at you and you'll just stop whatever you're doing.
Oh, my God.
And her costume is actually a very smart pantsuit.
3 points. That was stare
Jesus
down.
Jesus Christ, a fucking pantsuit gets a point?
Stare down. That
Jesus
is.
It's a smart Christ. Pantsuit.
All right, Todd.
Uh-huh, yeah, no, tell me my fucking actor. So.
Your actor is Kevin Hart.
All right.
Bring Kevin Hart, all 4'8" of him, into the multiverse.
Kevin Hart is the shortest. And his power is his power is that he can make everyone laugh so hard that they die. And what he wears is the exact same suit that Eddie Murphy wore in Delirious. You know, the red thing with the V. Was that Raw? Let's go with Raw. I think that one was...
The purple one?
The purple one.
Ah, okay, interesting. 1 point.
For which?
Really, take your pick, but I'm going to give you... just for making people laugh to death. That's, you know, that's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. That works. So you got 1 point, man.
Great. This game is fucking stupid. This is a dumb baby game. Dumb baby for dumb babies.
Steve Skelton.
Yes.
Dan Hedaya.
Wow.
The Tortellis.
Okay,
Dan Hedaya.
Yeah. Holy shit. Holy shit.
He gets all the actors and I immediately come up with someone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got a good one for him.
Oh, God.
I got two good ones.
That's okay. So do I.
Okay. So Dan Hedaya, he's got to be a villain. So he's going to be... Dan Hedaya is... Dan Hedaya is Dr. Leisure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And his superpower is he can walk into a bank and make everybody just relax so he can rob the vault.
Oh, cool.
And he wears a solid gold leisure suit.
Oh, my gosh.
You did not make use of his hair.
I'm going to give...
Or body hair.
I'm going to give Skelton 2 points for that. Unless you're a leisure suit, pantsuit, I feel like...
Okay, maybe too much
you could
suit.
Work a little
too
harder.
Soon, yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously.
What would your...
Yeah,
what,
because
what,
Mr. Multiverse guy wants more originality, intellectual property.
What
shows.
Would your name have been for Dan Hedaya's superhero?
Oh, the hedgehog.
Yeah, I would call him the meatball.
Meatball.
Todd.
Yeah.
Your actor is actually recently deceased.
Oh, no.
But he's still a favorite.
That'll make shooting
and
difficult.
We have a lot of VFX.
CG it.
Again, the CG.
We brought him in, so we have lots of footage. Vern Troyer.
Vern Troyer. Oh, holy mackerel.
Mini-me.
Yeah. Wow. There's so much you can do with Vern Troyer. But I already named somebody else the shortest.
Jumped the gun on that one.
Yeah, fuck. I did. I just didn't know. Vern Troyer is the giant.
Whoa!
It's like what? Where's this going?
Right. And his superpower is the ability to crawl up anyone's ass and turn them into a stiff. And yeah, like a stiff, like a guy with a stick up his ass.
Oh, okay.
And therefore, you know, he can control governments and corporations and things like that. And he wears an all ages smock.
Todd, 1 point.
Whatever. You fucking asshole.
You have to understand, this is Marvel. We can't have someone crawling up someone's ass.
Then fuck Marvel. This game is bullshit. Marvel's bullshit. It's for dumb babies.
I'm really glad you're playing along, Todd.
No, I'm having a great time.
This is helpful and fun.
Let's keep doing this game.
Skelton.
Yes.
Shelley Duvall.
Oh. Shelley Duvall is Crazy Jack. She's a reluctant hero, and her superpower is whenever,
pushing children into snowbanks.
whenever she gets too close to an open flame, fireworks shoot uncontrollably from all of her extremities.
Oh my God!
Oh God!
And
what's her suit? Her costume.
Her costume is whatever is fire retardant.
So she hangs out with the torch.
Yeah.
When she needs to fight. All right, Skelton, I'm giving you 3 points for that.
3 points for whatever is fire retardant? Jesus fucking Christ. Give me my actor.
Todd, your actor is Pruitt Taylor Vince.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Pruitt Taylor Vince is eye face. And his superpower is he can immediately hypnotize everybody because his eyes are crazy and control their lives. And what does he wear? He wears an all-ages smock.
Again with the smock.
Well, they were handing them out.
There's a sale.
All right, Todd, because you have a bad attitude, I'll give you 2 points.
Why? You can't take points off for a bad attitude.
Yeah.
This is fucking Hollywood.
You reuse a bad answer.
Run your studio. I should run your studio.
Skelton.
Yeah.
Your actor is Octavia Spencer.
Octavia Spencer.
Maz.
Maz Octavia Spencer.
I cannot wait for Maz.
I can't wait for Maz.
Oh, my God.
So excited for Maz.
Jeez, Octavia Spencer.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Those trailers are just so much
fun. So good.
It's the only trailer I've seen like at least 2 dozen times at this point, and yeah. I will watch it every time.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Hey, look who I met. The mom.
I can't think of a good name. Octavia Spencer. Octavia Spencer is damn it.
It's hard.
It is.
You want to honor Academy Award winning Octavia Spencer.
I know. With a really dumb idea.
Yeah.
But I got a good name.
I would be hung up too. I worked with her on Becker, and I'm not. Yeah. It's just.
Octavia Spencer is. No, that's a stupid name. That doesn't fit the powers. I don't know why I'm giving her like bowling powers, and I don't know why.
Bowling?
Yeah. Ooh. But I can't.
Not much dumber than Hawkeye.
Octavia
Spencer is 12-pin? 12-pin.
Oh, that's good.
Not bad.
Yeah, 12-pin. And her superpowers are that she can bowl 2 games at once, but perfect games, because she has magic Asgardian bowling shoes.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I don't understand that. She has magic in her bowling shoes?
The shoes are magic.
Oh, she's got magic shoes.
All right. Skelton, you get 1 point.
Yeah, it wasn't my best one.
Todd.
I liked it.
Todd.
It was up my alley. I would have given you 3.
Oh, that's, yeah. It's, yeah,
who went first? It's like Skelton, like right?
I went first.
Okay, Todd. You're second to last person. That was your second to last.
Okay.
Your penultimate. Actor. Todd. Harrison Ford.
Yep. Harrison fucking Ford. You give me all the boring fucking actors.
Like Bruce Taylor Vince and Vern Troyer.
They're fucking boring. They're all boring.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Francis McDormand is boring. They're all boring.
Wow.
So,
you've been screwed.
Yeah, I've been screwed.
I'm sorry I didn't give you like Bill Pullman and Jeff Daniels.
What the fuck? You could've...
Those interesting Luke Wilson. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You're not giving good examples of less boring. Okay, so who is Harrison Ford? Harrison Ford is hand duo.
He's not going to give you points for that.
I don't care. I wasn't going to get points anyway. This game is fucking rigged. Hand duo is his name. And he has the power to use both his hands to kill Barnes very quickly.
Skelton. Todd, you get 0.
He wears a black vest with no shirt.
You get... Jeans. Your actor is... Todd, that was your last one. Your last one.
Fuck this game.
Because you're being an asshole, Skelton.
Because I'm being an asshole.
Yes.
It's on me.
Yes.
It's on me.
Yes.
Not your poor judgment. And you're boring actors. This game is fucking.
Do you remember last month when we were like, Todd, that was a really fun game. You really enjoyed that.
And
we
all had a good time. That's because I made a fun game that you enjoy. You should try doing that. Rather than a game that's just going to upset Todd, because that's fun. Let's upset the ginger. Let's play to the stereotype.
If I did anything wrong, Todd, and I admit I might have done something wrong, that's assuming you still had any powers of improv or coming up with funny things. I'm so sorry that I keep giving you that benefit of the doubt, and instead you just get angry at me.
I just got off working on a show for 5 years where I was very specifically told never to ad-lib.
Skelton.
I have been conditioned in a certain way.
What a dick. Skelton. Whoever did that, what a dick. Skelton. He robbed you of your fun. Stripped you of what made you you. Skelton.
Yes.
Your last actor is Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti. Okay. Paul Giamatti is...
Heard he was in a Marvel movie.
Oh, he was? Shit.
Yeah, no, he was. He was.
All right, then I'll give you the one Todd was going to get.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Your actor is Todd Robert Anderson. I don't know if you've heard of him. Not many people have.
Some people think he's one of the better day players in Hollywood.
Scale actor. So...
Yeah, Todd Robert Anderson is Captain Upset.
Captain Upset. Oh, and, man.
I love that you gave him my name, so now it's like both of you being dicks to me. It's not just one of you.
Correct, right. So what does Captain Upset do?
Captain Upset, his superpower is he gets mad at fun games that are presented to him.
Uh-huh.
And his costume is whatever he steals from wardrobe.
Most likely a pink flamingo suit.
Most likely a pink flamingo suit.
All right, we're going to get 1 point on that. Let's see. Okay, so give me a second. Do-do-do-do. Skelton has 6, and then 8, and then 11, and then 12, and then 13. Todd, you have 0, 1, 1, so that's 2. Let me see if I can keep up. And then I have to add 2 to 2, so it's going to be 4. 13 to 4.
Yeah, that game wasn't rigged.
Yeah. Sorry we pre-did that whole...
That was not fucking trivia, by the way. Just for the record, you said it was trivia, and it wasn't.
That palate cleanser means it's time for our bottom 5 list. I was going to do the worst 5 Marvel movies I've seen, but this is going to be the
Have
worst 5 things Todd has ever done.
Oh, no.
Worst 5 Marvel movies I've ever seen. Number 5... the out of canon but in phase Incredible Hulk. Sorry,
oh, the Ed Norton. Yeah. With the impossibly hot factory worker.
Yeah, the fact that they made one that was worse than the Ang Lee one.
Yeah.
Pretty intense.
Number, what is that?
4 or 2?
4?
Depending on which way you're counting.
Iron Man 3.
I did like Ben Kingsley in that, though.
I guess.
But that was it.
I just realized I only did 4.
Good score. Iron Man 3 has a really good score.
So I'm gonna say bottom 5. Then the next one is Ant-Man, and then number 2 is the 10 minutes of Ant-Man and the Wasp that I watched. And then number 1 worst Marvel movie I've seen is the 4 minutes of Deadpool 2 that I before I got really annoyed.
Oh, you didn't like Deadpool? Did you like Deadpool?
I like Deadpool.
Deadpool,
okay.
A little bit. Deadpool too. Yeah.
It was too much.
It was kind of like you can't. That's the kind of concept that kind of works once.
Yeah. And now, you guys, a moment of positivity. There's been a lot of negativity, not only in the world but in this room.
I blame you.
I was attempting to draw a truce, find some sort of common ground. Apparently this is not going to happen. But Loki to my Thor says...
How come I'm the supervillain? This is bullshit. I'm the underdog who's being screwed by
the hallmark of
powers.
A supervillain is that he never knows he's a supervillain.
Whatever. I don't know about hallmark.
Our moment of positivity is... that Marvel, this whole thing, has to be over sometime. Now that day may simply come with the extinction of our civilization, but I dream of that day, however it comes, through fatigue or some horrible
or the end
measles,
of all that is.
Measles tick-borne measles.
Oh, yeah, we gotta go get our measles vaccinations.
Something bad. I dream of that day, and imagine how nice it'll be for the filmmaking community to have original ideas put on screen. not cartoon VFX baby garbage.
I love that your moment of positivity was about hoping for the death.
Was
of
like even more negative than the.
That was a real
you guys
dark.
This has been the Phil Pigs podcast. My name is Stephen Falk, on behalf of Steve Skelton and that guy, other guy.
You can't remember my name?
Todd. Todd Captain fucking Dick.
You brought this on yourself.
Bitter.
This is what you wanted.
Hey, I gave you some weed called Uplift.
Yeah, where'd that come? Give me another hit of that.
Wow. All right, on behalf of the Film Pigs and Adam Blau, who made our music.
Thank you, Adam.
And Brie Larson, who's Captain Marvel.
Thank you, Brie.
Yeah, Brie. No one ever shouts out Brie.
Yeah, what's up, Brie?
Thank you, Brie. Thanks for being our biggest fan.
And being a very good cheese with a rind.